This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hello and welcome to Life and Faith. My name is Simon Smart from the Centre for Public Christianity. This week we're bringing you an interview with Professor Patrick Parkinson, the author of the report For Kids' Sake, which analyses the well-being of children and young people in Australia. Professor Parkinson cites the breakdown of cohabiting relationships as a major cause of the problems of children today. I asked him, given that many marriages also don't last, why he thinks marriage is so important.
A number of marriages don't last is absolutely true. About one third of marriages end in divorce. Two thirds don't, and that's the good news. My point is that living together outside of marriage is very, very much more unstable and therefore worse for kids. So it's about comparing marriage with the alternative, which is just sliding into a relationship, as many people do, and then having children and going on. And the chances of that breaking up are really very high.
You get lots of people saying, and you can understand this when they hear this sort of report, well, you know, we're not married, we're in a de facto relationship, works very well, we've raised our kids. But the problem you're saying is when you look at the broader picture, it's not a good sign for those who don't get married, for the kids.
I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about what we do in terms of public policy and what we do in what we should be aiming for in Australian society as a whole. The chances of a cohabiting relationship with children breaking up when they aren't married is more than four times as high as if they were married. Now, some of that's what researchers call selection effects. That is, people who marry may be a bit more well-off, a bit more educated. Those things can promote marriage stability. But when all said and done, the consensus amongst most researchers around the world is that marriage makes a difference to stability, and it's not surprising.
How would you explain to someone what makes the difference in, you know, having the ceremony and having the piece of paper?
It's not the wedding ring, and it's not the piece of paper. But when you marry somebody, you make a decision, and you make a commitment, a decision to have and to hold for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness or in health, till death us do part. That's the traditional marriage vow. And when sickness comes, when financial hardship comes, when the worst comes, that commitment matters. And what marriage does is it holds people into a relationship until the pressures which will pull them apart become too great to bear. It's like a fence which protects the relationship. Eventually, the pressures may become too great. The fence falls down. Some people can just hop over the fence. I mean, there are people who abandon their marriage vows, and there are people who violate their marriage vows. But for many, many people, that commitment is something which holds them in through the hard times.
Now, you mentioned that modern life has a whole lot of pressures that get in that make these relationships more difficult. What are some of those pressures?
I think there's enormous pressures. One of them is actually choice. Years ago, women in particular stayed in relationships because they didn't really have many options. They were financially dependent upon a male. Their children's economic well-being depended on holding things together. So there were relationships which lasted not for very good reasons, but because of a lack of choice. So choice has opened up a lot of possibilities, but it also creates a lot of vulnerabilities in terms of what people do when life gets tough. I think the to earn a marriage or to earn a relationship is a pressure, and that's often driven by housing prices. So there's a range of pressures on relationships, but that's where the inner commitment, the decision to commit, is really so vital.
Do you see a connection here between a move away from organised religion in the breakdown of family?
Oh, absolutely. It's clear that as the number of people who adhere deeply and personally to religious faith has declined, so the moral code which that supports has declined as well. There's far fewer for whom marriage is a covenant, is a commitment in the way that it was before.
And seen as a sacred thing. It's a public and a sacred thought, isn't it, this idea of that commitment?
Yes, yes. It wasn't always so historically, but certainly for the last few hundred years, there's been an element of public commitment, which is an important thing.
Well, that was Patrick Parkinson, the author of the report For Kids' Sake. You can view the full interview on video from our website at publicchristianity.org. Next time on Life and Faith, we continue the discussion looking at Professor Parkinson's recommendations.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.